what would you call a fence that you would put around an area where you grew vegetables or a small...
Oh, that's area. Garden fence.
And what would you call one of the upright pieces that you string the wire between?
Posts.
Okay. And if you only saw one of those, what would you call it?
Post.
Okay. Are there different names for rail fences?
I don't know.
Have they ever caught you? They don't distinguish between them.
As far as I know, they don't.
What do they have, or do they still use very much the kind of wire fence that has power running through it to keep animals in?
Yes. I guess it's still called electric fences, as far as I know.
I haven't seen many of those.
The wire is so little now, you wouldn't.
Oh, it's there, and yeah. I don't see. Do they only use, is that a whole fence, or is it just one wire?
One strand of wire.
Is it usually put in with a regular fence, or just one strand?
No, just one strand of wire. They just move from place to place right quick.
Oh.
I remember once, electricity hurts me.
Oh.
Ooh, it really knocked me flat. And one time we went at Mammoth Cave on vacation, and the place, the lodge where we stayed, had some ponies. And as a member of the owners had some ponies, my children were small. So they were out riding the ponies. They went with the lodging.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a weed patch out there. And I went out to holler for them because we wanted to go eat. And I started wading out across that weed patch. All at once, I just got knocked almost to the ground. Electric fence. A little strand of wire. I had to work my way back up there after a while to see what it was. It was an electric fence, just a small wire. Real small. Wouldn't be big as the end of that.
Mm. Buried in the weeds?
Yes, just running along through the weeds. I'd been told earlier, in my younger days, the few people that had them, that no weeds could touch it, that they'd ground it. But they don't anymore, evidently, because that was a weed patch. That fence run right through it. You sure about me?
Yes, it did. How much power do they put in those?
I don't think it's very much. They have, let's see, I forget what they call them now, not transformers, but something that reduces the electricity. I believe it's about 40 volts, maybe.
Oh, really? It just gives the animal them, or mm-hmm. the person a good shot, but mm-hmm. it wouldn't be damaging to them.
No.
Oh, what would you call an area where you might grow the kind of plant that is dried and cut up and put inside cigarettes?
Oh, that's tobacco patch.
What kind of things are grown in patches? Do you have certain things that you speak of as you would a tobacco patch?
Oh, yes, watermelon patch. And of course, that includes cantaloupes. Corn patches, like for fresh corn to eat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, peanut patches.
Really? Do you call those patches?
Farmers in my day would just grow peanuts for the family use. I always call it a peanut patch, just a small patch. Maybe it wouldn't be half as big as this building.
Well, how do you determine what's a patch?
It's just any little spot that something is growing in. Special, that is, you don't ordinarily just grow out in the field with the major crops.